Let us take a look at this Gemara. So the issue that we're dealing with today is one that pertains to Shechianu for Mikra Megillah. Interesting machlokas we show him as to whether or not you repeat the Shechianu that's recited first at night, again by day. All right, let's start with the background here for this discussion. It's the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Gemara says that there's a bracha to be recited before, or a series of brachas to be recited before, and there's a bracha to be recited after. So this Gemara really deals with the bracha to be recited first before. All right, so I want to give it a try. Someone that's ready, go ahead. Go ahead. The other sheets, there's a set, extra set of sheets over there. Right now, there's one right in front of you, or behind you. Okay.
Lefnei Mai Mivarech.
Lefaneha.
Lefaneha. Mai Mivarech.
So what's Lefaneha?
Beforehand.
Before Lefaneha, before Mikra Megillah. Before her. Before Mikra Megillah, Lefaneha.
Mai Mivarech. What bracha do we make? Rav Sheshes, Mak Drize. Ikla lekaime derav Ashi.
Yeah. So what does that mean?
He presented his reasoning in front of Rav Ashi.
No, that's not what it means. There's a word there that should be familiar. What's the word?
Ikla.
Ikla. What does ikla mean?
To uproot.
No, ikla means he came. Right. Ikla lekaime. He came before. Yeah. He came before Rav Sheshes. So what's the first the previous word?
So Rashi says makom.
Oh, makom. Doesn't mean present. Right? That's the name of the place. That's where
now
he was from.
Now we're recording it.
So Mai Mivarech, Rav Sheshes, Mi Kar Taivya, Ikla Lakame, the Rav Ashi. This is where he came from. That was, maybe he was known by that. It's not the regular Rav Sheshes that we all know and love. It was this Rav Sheshes. So he came from that place, and he came before Rav Ashi.
Ubirech Memnun Ches.
Right. Ubarech Memnun Ches. What's Memnun Ches?
Amikra Migyo, Shasanisim, and
Shabbat. Good. That's very tricky. That's a very tricky one.
What does it actually stand for?
That's what it stands for.
I'm saying
Mikra,
no,
Nisim, Chianu. I don't know.
I wasn't sure what the.
That's what it stands for.
Two different Gersos in the for the place.
Yeah.
It's a Zion. Like, can you point out, like, that I was pointing to the Zion?
Yeah.
What's the.
I don't know. It's supposed to. That's you mean over here? It's with the vav.
Yeah, in this side. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's probably supposed to be a Zion. It certainly sounds. It rolls off the tongue better if it's Cartesia. You know, it sounds much better. Okay. Okay, so that's the bracha. That's the bracha you say before Mikra Megillah. Before Kriyas Megillah, rather, you say the bracha al Mikra Megillah. Shasan Nisim and Shechianu. What do you say upon completing the Megillah?
Bruchat Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Haravet Rimeinu, Adonai Tinenu, V'Nakom Me'ematenu, V'Anir Falanu, Mitzrayim Mitzareinu, Meshalem Kamo L'cho Ayvei, Nafshenu, Bruchat Hashem, Anir Falal Yisrael, Mikol Tzareihem, Rava Amar.
And that's where it would end.
Right.
Mikol Tzareihem. Now, sounds funny when you say it, because we know there's a little bit more. Where does that come from? Oh, that comes from Rava. Rava Amar, Hakel Moshiach. Rava would add the terminology, the phrase, Hakel Moshiach.
Amar Rav Papa, according to Rav Papa, Hilkach Namrinu L'Tarvayhu, Brachat Hashem HaNifra L'Yisrael Mikol Treyem Hakel Moshiach.
And that's the way we have it today. Look up, open the Siddur, you'll see that we have that Nusach, the combination of these two presentations. Okay? Fine. That's more just a little background to appreciate what's going on. Now look at Daf Dalet. So that was Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We're going backwards now. Now we're turning to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Maseches Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Take it away. Yeah, there are two stacks right there.
Amar Yochanan. It's got the bleacher seats.
Go ahead. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi.
Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Chayev Adam Likros at the Megillah B'Laila V'Lishnosa B'Yom. So a person is required to read the Megillah during the night and to learn it during the day.
Well, why don't we say for now, Lishnosa.
Okay.
Just Lishnosa. We'll keep it in quotation marks. And you are supposed to, quote-unquote, Lishnosa the next day.
Shnemar Elokea Kra Yomam Velosana Velaila Lo Dumya Dumuli.
Right, I think that's probably Elokai. Elokai is person calling out to
the heavens.
Hashem. Okay. Akra yomam v'lo sana v'layla v'lo dumyuli. The pasuk that seemingly has nothing to do with Mikra Megillah, but the Gemara is sort of bringing that pasuk in to show that something that's done once still done a second time. It's still needed, and it gets continued or replicated.
Sever minei lemikrei belayla
lemakarya belayla
lemakarya belayla velemisna masnisen dide
velemisna masnisen dida
biyamama.
So what does that mean? So sever minei lemakarya.
She learned from here that you read it at night
belayla,
and you learn the
velemisna masnisen dida.
So you learn the appropriate Mishnah.
Good.
During the day.
Didon, it's those that pertain to it, Biyamama. Interesting, very interesting idea. Why would there be such a thought? Based on the statement of Yehoshua ben Levi, why would there be such a thought? For the reason that you mentioned. What?
Because Lishnosa is...
Lishnosa, what does that mean, Lishnosa? So it's like a sort of kind of a strange term, Lishnosa. Lishnosa can mean a number of things. What could Lishnosa mean?
To return.
It could mean to learn, or it could mean to repeat, right? So over here, the first thinking was, oh, it means to learn. We'll read the Megillah at night, and then we'll just learn it the next day.
That makes sense.
What? It's not crazy. It's not, okay. No.
You do your Maisa Kriya, and then you're just, the day, you can just learn about
right.
The actual person.
Right. It's not unreasonable to have... conceive of this. I'm just saying, in terms of what we know about a Maisa Mitzvah, it just seems funny. You don't really find such a thing codified in La Halacha, right? When do you have that? That you have to do something and then learn about it. It's not too...
You mean the action first?
Either way, and as, no matter when I would tell you, when do I tell you? You have to do this and then you have to learn about it. Or learn about it first and then do it. Okay, that's the initial. I'm saying it's a practical matter in Halacha La Maisa. You know, we don't ever find that. You haven't been hugging like that, right? People read the Haggadah Erev Pesach. Some people have that minute, right? They read the Parsha of Korban Pesach. They read part of the Haggadah. Sort of. Does that sound familiar? Shabbos Haggadah, right? Shabbos Haggadah. That sound familiar? That's a minute. You don't have a halacha like that, right? There were those that were opposed to it. You don't have a halacha like that. Where else do you have that? I mean, even by Eicha, there are those that repeat Eicha the next day, the next morning.
Don't,
but that's also not...
I think that I've never been anywhere where they didn't do that.
Eicha the next day?
I think so.
No. Really.
At least in one camp that I was in for a very long time, they did it.
I mean, you have... There's two halachas that you have in the Gemara. You have the halacha of learning the halachas of the day on the day. And then you have the idea of learning the halachas in preparation for the day. That's learning the halachas. So over here, I guess that's maybe what would have been conceived of. Lemesna masnis and dida, kolon the mishnayis that pertain to. But it's even more funny because you did it already. So now you're going to learn the mishnayis that pertain to it. It's true. That's what he said. Lishnosa. But it sounds like it would have. Now it's no longer practical.
You think the other way around? The night.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's when you say shalom and darshan mehelchus achag shloshim yom kodem achag. Because it's practical. Look at Hilchos Pesach. There's a lot there. Not going to be able to do that just on Yontif. Okay. Either way, this is just more of a curiosity. I'm not really going to dwell on this. I want to just stick to the Shechiyah. But it is interesting. Okay. So, Amalehu Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya said, listen, you want to know something? I understand what you're saying. I understand why you think Lishnosa means to learn, but I have a different Masorah. What's my Masorah?
Amar lehu Rabbi Yirmiyah l'didei
the didi
mipirsha li
mefarshali minei
Rabbi Chia bar Abba.
Yeah. So what does that mean? I have a different explanation over here that was told over to me by who? By Rabbi Chia bar Abba.
Kugon de amri inche evor pirishta da vasnaye.
What does that mean? Evor parshaso da, that's not yet. I'm gonna go over this parsha, and go over this, and then I'm gonna learn it again. I'm not gonna do it. Like Shnai Mikra. I'm gonna do it once, and then I'm gonna do it again. The very same thing that I did once. I'm gonna go over this, and then I'm gonna chazer it. I'm gonna do it. Shnai Mikra's halacha. That's what you were referring to before.
Yeah,
but it's different.
Why?
No, that's you have to learn psukim. I'm saying it's not a halacha that you have to do something and then learn about it. Institutionalized in halacha that you have to learn about what you did.
So we don't. You're not learning about it, you're just saying.
What are you learning about? I'm saying you're reading the psukim in the Torah. I'm saying with regard to a maisa mitzvah, we don't say, well, you take lulav and then the next day you read the psukim about the lulav, or eat matzah and then you must learn the psukim that pertain to matzah. It's true. I mean, Mamela, we cover those things in the Kriyas Torah of the day and in the Haggadah, whatever it is, you're going to cover that, but you don't find like a mandate to learn that it's a mitzvah. Okay. By the way, as long as you mention, I just want to be clear. I mean, I was asked that question the other day by someone. I was a little surprised. Shnayim Mikra is a halacha. You know, a lot of people find it difficult to do, or they're just not conditioned to doing it. But today is the first day of the rest of your life. You know,
I thought it was like only on Shabbos that you can do it.
No, there are different shitas as to how to do it. Some, I think they said the Rav held that the Iker time to do it was actually on Shabbos, but. If a person wants to do it during the week and be done by Shabbos, that's a good way to start. You know, if you haven't done it until now, that's a good way to start.
When I was in camp, they would make us do it.
Shnayim Mikra v'Echatagam?
As in, literally read it or like learn it?
What does it mean? What's the way to do the mitzvah?
Yeah, how do you?
It means you read the pasuk twice and you read the targum once. You could actually go out and buy a chumash if you find it difficult to do otherwise. They have a chumash that's actually written out like that. It's called the Shnayim Mikra v'Echatagam. It's written out the pasuk twice and then the targum. You know, could sell anything, but that's, you know, they have it.
What?
It's written out instead of like a regular chumash with Rashi and the Mefarshim. It's written out the pasuk twice, and then that way you could just read through it. People find it easier; they just, you know, lean right through it that way. All right, let's get back to our issue. So he said, "I have a masorah from Avram Chia Bar Abba." Like those people say, I'm going to learn this and I'm going to go over it again. Which basically means it's a repetition of the same thing that you did the night before. So you read Megillah at night, you're going to read Megillah again, the same thing, just the next day. Okay, Itmar Nami, we learned similarly that what?
I'm a Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Ula, B'yira Chayev, Chayev Adam Lekros et Megillah.
Right, so what does that mean?
So a person's required to read it at that night, and Chayav Adam Lekros et Megillah B'layla V'lishnosa B'yom, and he's required to learn during the day.
Okay, what is B'yira? You said B'yira. What does that mean?
I don't know. B'yira, with fear.
That's what you think, right? That's what you think. I used to have a Rebbe in the 8th grade. He would say, Rashi is your friend. Right? He'd very often refer to Rashi as Rashi, our Rebbe, and friend. So, I think that holds true, that Rashi often is our friend, and we should take advantage of what he's offering. Rashi says, Bira doesn't mean Bira. It means it's the name of a place. Just like me, Cartesia meant from a place, in the Shem Makom. Rashi over here says he was called Ula Bira because he was from a place, Dimin Biri. He was from a place. It wasn't the regular Ula, just like it wasn't the regular Rav Sheshes. This was Ula Bira. He was Ula from the town of Bira.
How do we know these aren't the regular people?
And only because the rest of the time, it could be, but only the rest of the time they referred to as just Ula, just Rav Sheshes. I would find it odd that, you know, all of a sudden the Gemara just decides over here in Masechta Megillah to throw in their geographic origins. Yeah, seem to be strange. But, you know, if these were names, then it's not unreasonable to assume that they had more than one person with that name. I mean, let's think about it. Today, how many people in the Shir alone? You have two Chayims and two Yonas. Okay, one calls himself Jonah, but that's the same name.
My name is Chayim and Yonah.
So, there we go.
Check it.
My brother went... Ula Bira. So what's the issue here with Shechian? Let's turn the page now to the next assortment of Mar Mikomos. Next collection of Mar. Okay, I really don't know. I'm saying it just could be there was another Aaron, but here he would know. Okay, Rambam. Who wants to read the Rambam? Sometimes I see two. Who wants to read the Rambam? Go ahead, Jonah, why don't you stop it off? Come on. come on, you haven't been here a few days. It's good, good for you, good for us. Just around a little bit? No time like the present. No? That's right. That's right.
Yeah, micro.
That's right.
Reading.
Yeah. Just, you'll try. I'll help you out. Yeah, the top of that page. The Rambam, the first Marmakom there.
Mitzvah?
Yeah.
Mitzvah.
So this is the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel.
Mitzvah Likros Eskula.
Stop. What does that mean? Mitzvah Likros Eskula.
The whole thing.
Right. Which whole thing of what?
Megillah.
The whole Megillah. The Gansa Megillah.
Mitzvah Likros Belailo Viyam.
Good. So the Rambam says the mitzvah to read it at night and to read it by day. The Kriyas Halayla. Right, so you could read it all day and you could read it all night. Now we know already, the Mishnah says you shouldn't read it. Yeah, okay. I knew that was going to pique your interest. Okay. Umavarech kodem Kriyasa Balayla Shalosh Brachos. So before you read the Megillah at night, what do? Say three brachos. What are they? Ve'eluhain. That's a little tricky.
Baruch
Atah Hashem. El Kenu Melech Olam.
Asher.
Kiddushan Masasav Tzivanu. Right? A lot of Rosh Hashanah. Al Mikra Megillah. So that's the first bracha. Al Mikra Megillah. No surprise.
Why do you have to write all that?
No surprise. I can't tell you that. After you see the next times he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
He leaves out Asher. Okay. Next bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam. All right. So that's a different gear to the question. Ubizman Azeh or Bizman Azeh.
Does it mean he said Bizman Azeh since he put it in brackets?
Well, by Asher.
Right, Chaim saying it's true. He leaves out Asher Kesham Sotzov Mitzivanu because there is no Asher Kesham Sotzov Mitzivanu. It's not a Berachas HaMitzvah, it's just a Asher Kesham
Sotzov Mitzivanu.
You're right, you're correct.
It's only by Berachas HaMitzvah.
You're right. That's true. He didn't leave it out just to keep it short. He left it out because it doesn't belong there. Okay. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shachyanu V'Kiyamanu V'Higyanu Lizman Hazeh. Good. So the Rambam says, at night you make all three brachos, like the Gemara says. You make Al Mikra Megillah, you make She'asa Nisim, and you make She'achyanu V'kiyimanu V'higyanu Lizman Hazeh. But what happens the next day when you read the second time?
You don't.
Nope, She'achyanu. No She'achyanu the second time around.
So he's just saying it's a continuation of the first
one? Oh, I don't know what he's saying. You know, let's see the Ritva, and then we'll figure out what they're both saying. We'll try to figure out what they're both saying. Okay? You want to just take a quick glance at the Ritva? We don't have to read the whole thing, just those two lines. Mai Mavarech. This is the Ritva Maseches Megillah, Dal Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And the Ritva says, Mai Mavarech.
Ravashi.
Yeah.
Ravashi.
Yeah.
Amavarech.
The same Rosh Hashanah we had before. Mikra, Nisim, and Shechyan. Mikra, Nisim, Shechyan. Al Mikra Megillah, She'asa Nisim, and She'achyanu. Umi Dela Aminon. Right, Mikra Megillah, Nisim, and She'achyanu. Mikra Megillah, and Nisim. Listen to the Ritva's deduction. Since it doesn't say you make three brachos at night and only two brachos by day, since it doesn't say that, what must be the intent of the Gemara to convey what? That it's consistent. There's no distinction between night and day, legabe this issue. Where do you find such an idea? By Ne'er Chanukah. By Ne'er Chanukah, we're specifically told by the Gemara, light the first Chanukah candle and make three brachos. Light the second Chanukah candle, make two brachos. I think we discussed this earlier this year. Kudamin and Gabi Chanukah. Yom Rishon Mivarech Gimel. The last line there. Mivarech Gimel, three brachos. Mikan ve'eleich. From there on, from here on. Beis, two brachos. The Gemara says, by the way, Mai Mimait. Which one are you leaving out? If you're starting with three and you're ending with two, so which one are you leaving out? The Gemara says, Mimait Zman. You leave out Shechyanu. So what does the Ritva say about that?
Shemayim, Sha'af, Piyom, Mivarech.
Mikra, Nisa, Shechyan. Right? So I think the Senate Yona mentioned earlier, Avi Hirschman was saying it as well, that it seems from the Rambam, seems from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that when you look at Mikra Megillah, it's not that it's two separate mitzvahs. It's not that there's a day mitzvah and a night mitzvah, or in this case, a night mitzvah and a day mitzvah, that they're two independent mitzvahs. Somehow they're really two parts of the same mitzvah. They're two parts of the same mitzvah. So since the beginning of this mitzvah is really at night when the process starts, right? I'm only going to make the Shechianu once. Alright, so why do I make the other brachos then? Why do I make the Yom Mikra Megillah and the Shasa Nisim? Oh, so those are different types of mitzvahs. Shechianu is the first time I do the mitzvah within the season, or the first time I do it when it's, you know, when it comes Mizman Lizman, whatever that means, Mizman Lizman. We know the mitzvahs that generally come once in a certain amount of time, they get a bracha of a Shechianu. Or certain things that occur only from time to time, get a Shechianu. Get a new fruit for the season, make a Shechianu. It's a certain type of simcha that is accompanied by, or that is created by the ability to either eat the new fruit, or in this case to do the mitzvah when it hasn't been such for an extended period of time prior to that. So, but the bracha of Shasa Nisim and the bracha of Al Mikra Megillah, those are more brachas that pertain to the Maisa Mitzvah. That's the Maisa Mitzvah, huh?
Are those really more of a Kavana type?
Which?
The other two.
What do you mean?
Brachas in general, aren't they more of like a Kavana?
I know, the Rav said that Birkas HaMitzvah are Matir for the Maisa Mitzvah.
Right?
So, whatever that means, that just in the same way that you need a Matir to eat, you need a Matir to partake of the system of mitzvahs, so here you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah. You're doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Why do I have to say Maisa Mitzvah? Because if I say it's all one mitzvah, then I'm not doing a new mitzvah, I'm doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Where do you see that? You see that by Sfira. Even according to the Sheet of, I forget which Sheet it is, I think it's the Sheet of the Bahag. The Sheet of the Bahag that holds that it's all one mitzvah. Right? So why you make a bracha every time you do Sfira, according to him? Even though you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah until the end, he still holds you make a bracha every night. Why you make a bracha every night? Because apparently, you make a bracha on a ma'aseh mitzvah. Even though the kiyum mitzvah won't come about until 7 weeks later, right? You're going to make a bracha every time you make a ma'aseh, every partake of a ma'aseh mitzvah. So too, here, the Shasa Nisim and the Al Mikra Megillah, those brachos are more apparently pertinent to the ma'aseh mitzvah. So those brachas you repeat, that's not a problem. The simcha, oh, that's a shechianu bracha, that you're only going to say once.
So is the ritva saying that?
Oh, now you jump into the ritva?
I'm all over the place.
Well, let's finish with the Rambam.
But I had this idea in my head.
Okay, hold on to one second.
I'm going to get it out soon before I lose it. It's jumping random. Write it down. I should, right? Take it down. I have one in my pocket, but it's so far.
So he makes the Iturei Megillah. Yitzhak Megillah, Rav Yakim Getzel Pashkes, wants to give a sort of a raya or a siyua for the Mahalach to say that the Rambam holds that it's one mitzvah. So he brings a gra in Tafresh Tzadi Beis, where the gra says, Ubayom Eino Chozer Mavarech Shechianu, Afagav de Iker Zmana Bayom. We'll have to see in a minute why he said that, because that was pointed out by some of the other Rishonim that you hopefully saw, the Rosh and Tosfos, sort of use that as a basis for saying there is a Shechianu by day. So he says, even though that's the case, even though the Iker Kriya is by day, Mikol Mokom, Kevan Shebirech Balayla, Yotza. Since you said the Shechianu by night, you're Yotze. And now he writes, the Logara Me'im Birech Asuka V'lulav B'Shas HaSiyasa. The halacha is, as the Gemara says already, that the Havamina really, I mean, it's not only a Havamina, it seems that it would really be so on some level, the halacha, if a person made the Shechianu when he built the sukkah. The person makes the Shechianu when he built the sukkah, he said the Shechianu, so he was Yotze. Now, when it comes to the Yontif, so it could be that he's supposed to say Shechianu on something else, you know, for some other reason. But the Shechianu on the Sukkah, he might have been Yotze already. So he says, since that's the case, even on lulav. You put together the lulav and you made a shechiyan at that time. You wouldn't have made a bracha latala. It's not the lamaisa. We try to be mitzdarek the shechiyan to the actual kima mitzvah. But it would seem that if you did it that way, it's not a problem. V'chein l'chad chilul yesh lavarech balayla. U'mishabirech balayla einam avarech b'yom kemal basukah. So what does he say that? What does he say about that? So now his comment is umidehish v'hagra kriya dalayla lasiya sukkah v'lulav mavur desvile the kriya layla havyatchilas mitzvah sayom. Right, the building of the sukkah and the yeshiva b'sukkah are somehow related. Okay, maybe that's a hechsher mitzvah, but it's related. It's the beginning of that process of sitting in the sukkah. So if I make the shechiyanu, then I'm yotzei zayin. And the same thing with lulav. I put together lulav and then I use it. So I made the shechiyanu before. I'm yotzei. I don't say it's a separate thing. So over here too. Why is the girl making that comparison? Oh, it must be that the girl's understanding that the night, even though the day is ikker, the day is the ikker, kriya. That's true. The girl's mother, that's true. But he says, even though that's the case, if you did it at night, you're yotzei. The sfira, the kriya delayla, have you tchilas mitzvah hayom, ulakach, dima. Since those things are really the beginning of the mitzvah, on some level, hachanami b'megillah, the kriya d'layla have yitchilos hamitzvah, the kriya d'yom, kol shabirich b'layla, eino chozer mevarech al kriya d'yom b'fnei atzma. Right? On the kriya itself, there's no reason to go back because you already said b'shachyanu on the kriya at night. So he's saying that you see from this gra that the gra was learning that the mikra megillah at night, mikra megillah at night, by day are two parts of one whole, or one process, mikra megillah. So that's the same halach that you're saying for the Rambam. Right? So I thought that was an interesting ha'ara. Okay, what would you say for the ritva, for the other rishonim that say, no, you make a shechiyanu twice?
So you must say that they're two separate, there's a mitzvah of the day, there's a mitzvah of the night.
Okay.
But that my question...
All right, let's one step at a time. One step at a time. Chaim is also concerned about that, right? If you'll tell me the mitzvah is to do it by day and then to do it again, to do it at night and do it again by day. So I did it already, right? The mitzvah came ready this season. Now I'm doing the mitzvah again, so why did I make a shechiyanu twice? That's going to be your question?
No, my question is, okay. since if the Ritva says that there are two separate mitzvahs, so why does he go and compare it to Hanukkah?
Good, so let's take that point. That's an important point. What's the comparison?
You would think that Hanukkah, since they're all separate mitzvahs, according to the Ritva, they would all be separate mitzvahs, and you would be required to say Shechiyanu every day.
Well, let's take it slow. What's
then you would bring up
what's question. The case of Ner Chanukah? What's the case by Ner Chanukah?
Where you say Shechiyanu the first night, and all the other nights you don't.
Okay, good. That's true. You make Shechiyanu the first time, and not every other night. Even though what?
Even though they're separate mitzvahs.
Oh. Even though they're separate mitzvahs. How do I know they're separate mitzvahs?
Because if you miss it, you don't go back.
Good. You don't go back.
I mean, you don't...
Right. I don't tell a guy, listen, you missed the night of Hanukkah, you can't do night seven because you didn't do night six. I don't tell anyone that. We don't say that. We don't say, listen, you fell asleep and you forgot and you totally messed up. So that's it. No, you can continue lying without a bracha. Do we say that? You can continue lying without a bracha like we say by Sfira? No. Because there's no Havamina. Or I shouldn't say there's no Havamina. La Halacha. There's no tzah to say that the one night of Ner Chanukah is ma'akev another. Right? Good, so let's take that now. Let's go with that. So even though Ner Chanukah are separate mitzvahs, the Neros of Chanukah are separate mitzvahs, and yet you only do what?
One Shechiyanu.
And yet you only make one Shechiyanu. Why do you only make one Shechiyanu?
Use the same mitzvah.
Well, the Gemara specifically says you don't make Shechiyanu the next day. Right? What would happen if the Gemara didn't say leave out Shechiyanu?
Then you would make it.
Oh, then I would say I should make Shechiyanu. Each night is a separate mitzvah. Right? And there's a good tzad to say make a Shechiyanu. That's what the Ritva is saying.
That's nice.
That's what the Ritva was saying. That just like by Ner Chanukah, where there's a tzad to say I should make a Shechiyanu on every night because each night is in fact a separate mitzvah, and there the Gemara goes out of its way to tell me what? Don't do that. Over here, it had the same opportunity. The Gemara had the same opportunity to do that. Tell me, these are two separate mitzvahs, but you only make Shachrianu once. Elamai didn't do that, so what must be the halacha? Two separate mitzvahs, you do make Shachrianu on both of these mitzvahs. But now you'll ask me what in fact makes it different. So by Ner Chanukah, I could assume that there is a difference, right? Lighting two candles is totally different than lighting one candle. It's a totally different mitzvah, right? But over here, what are you doing? You're reading the Megillah, and then you're reading the Megillah again. You're doing the same exact thing. Okay, so that's one thing. It's different by virtue of the fact that it's designed differently. Here, I'm supposed to do this mitzvah at night, so the fact that this is a night mitzvah makes it inherently different than a day mitzvah. The fact that it looks the same, right, doesn't necessarily make it the same. It's a different mitzvah. It's inherently different, even though it looks the same. It looks the same. But the truth is there are approaches within the Mefarshim that explain it even further, give a different distinction between the two Kriya. So maybe tomorrow we'll go through some of that. In the meantime, before we end, we'll come back to that issue. Another distinction between the first Kriya and the second Kriya. Are you around tomorrow? You know? When's the Chasana? Tomorrow, man. Taking pictures tomorrow?
You're getting married?
Mazel tov.
All right, let's take a quick look at the Rosh and the Tosafos. Okay, the Rosh and Tosafos on the bottom of the page here. All right? Anyone?
Sure, I'll volunteer.
Okay. Let's take a look at the end of the Rosh there.
The Tanan?
Va'od midamrin l'kamon.
Oh, so you meant to leave out that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay. V'od,
not that it's anything wrong with it, just an interest of time.
Yeah, I just completely focused on that part.
That's okay, I'm sorry. It's my mistake.
It's okay.
Again, this is the Rosh Perek Aleph Simen Vav. Rosh Perek Aleph Simen Vav.
Those brackets are not very large and noticeable.
No, I'm sorry.
See, if it was a different color, it would be more noticeable.
I know, it doesn't show up as red on your sheet. My sheet has red.
Why we have to have the issue to get a color
copy.
It's expensive.
Okay. The last six lines or so of that rush. Va'od mida amrinon. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 4.5 lines up.
It's a funny guy.
We'll see how funny he is. I'm waiting to see how funny he is.
Don't worry.
I see the...
At the thing?
Corruption
I'm
on my...
Passing up.
Okay, let's go. Just let's get this on the record here, okay?
V'od midamrina on the kaman. Furthermore, that we said on Daf Chaf Aleph on the base. My mevarech memnun chaz v'lo ka'amar.
Whoa. My mevarech.
What do we say?
Right, Mikra, Nisim, Shechiana.
V'lo ka'amar.
And it doesn't say.
V'lo ka'amar b'layla mevarech memnun chaz. But it doesn't say specifically. Memnun ches,
it doesn't say at night do memnun ches.
Ubiyo memnun.
And memnun just by day, right? Similar to the ritva.
Kide ka'amar gabe chanukah.
Like it says by chanukah.
Yoma kama mevarech ninnun ches. V'chule.
It doesn't distinguish like it does by chanukah.
Right. Alma, we see. Mashma de memnun ches mevarech biyom ubalayla.
Ubalayla. Okay? So that's the same halach as the ritva. Ve'od.
And furthermore, shibnei ha.
So he says it must be that the ikar kriya was by day because they came to hear the mikra megillah by day when they would come to hear the Torah. Alma sheikar kriya sabayom. Vafagav dehavasaka daita lemesnayim masnisim dw mamam kamakam lo misukam hachi. We don't pass in that way.
It seems like a cop out answer.
Which one? The ikar?
Yeah, I mean the ode part.
Yeah, I'm saying v'od, that the ikar kriya was by day.
Yeah. It's like, it just happened to be there, so it's
Well, he's trying to show that's the ikar kriya. It's funny, but he's saying it's ikar kriya. Why is it the ikar kriya?
It's the ikar kriya because they're not going to be traveling at night to get there at night. They're, realistically, they're going to travel there to get there by day. Because, the stores open up during the day or something like that. It's just...
You mean that's what makes it the ikar kriya? He's not saying that. He's saying, Alma, you see from here that is the ikar kriya.
Right, and I'm saying he can't say that because
Okay. I hear what you're saying. It is a sort of, it's funny, kind of diuk, you know, to say that's how we know that Ikar Kriya is by day, because that's when they came. You know, I could say, listen, that's when they came, because that's when they came. Why, that doesn't necessarily make it... But I guess the argument is, if the Ikar Kriya was at night, then, you know, Chazal would have required them to come at night. They would have had to come at night.
Right.
I mean, that's what it means. Now, let's just see Tosfos, because Tosfos really also follows this line of reasoning with the Ikar Kriya by day, not necessarily with the same basis for it. He has a different reason for saying Ikar Kriya by day, which he might be more comfortable with.
Chayav Adam.
Let's just see. Go ahead.
Chayav Adam lekrosa to Megillah b'layla v'lishnosa b'yom.
Right.
Omer Rav Yosef de'av al Rav Yochanan. Either way. De'av al gav de'mavarech zman b'layla chozer mavarech oso b'yom.
It's probably re. Omer re. You know, that's one of the Baliatosos. Yes, Rav Yitzchok. Yeah. It's one of the Baliatosos. It's not...
See, this seems like a better answer already. De'ikar persume nisa. Have bikriya diyamama vekara nami mashma.
He's saying the ikar kriya is by day
because the persume nisa.
The ikar persume is by day. That's one reason. Because another reason also. We're in Tosos now at the bottom of the page for those that are still with us. Tosos at the bottom of the page that the ikar kriya is by day because the ikar persume is by day.
Persume
publication.
Vekara nami mashma.
Vekara nami and the pasuk that the Gemara quotes. Right. Even though you're reading the next day, you still have to read the night before.
The way it's phrased, it makes it seem as though...
The day is the paramount. Day is primary. Even though you're going to read it by day, you still have to read the night before.
The ha'ikar ha've b'yamama.
Right.
Kevan shach ziru... Hakasav Tchila, the Gam Iker.
Hesdiro Hakasav Tchila. Since the pasuk mentions that kriya first, sounds like that's the primary kriya. That's the main kriya.
The Gam Iker Hasuuda Biyamamahu Kedamar Lekaman De'e Machila Belayla Lo Yatze Yedechova.
In Achla Belayla. Right, we paskin that if you eat your suud at night, it's not you're not yotze. If you give Mishloach Manos at night, you're not yotze. At night, those mitzvahs are all done primarily by day. So they're all the mitzvahs are lumped together. Iskish zechir la'asiya, ma ikar asiya b'yamama. Just like all the mitzvahs, ma'isvios are by day, right? Mishloach manos, matanas lavyonim, and suda. So too the zechira, which comes about through the kriya, also should be that way. I.e., the ikar pirsim is by day. If the Ikar Pirsim is by day, that means the Ikar Kriya is by day. So you're right, it's a little bit different than the Rosh. It's not based on the Yom HaKnisa, but he's positing a certain reality to the mitzvah. That is, the Ikar part of the mitzvah is by day.
And his reasoning sounds much
I understand.
Much
I said you
Rosh.
Like it better.
Yeah, I do
but
like still, it
But still, he still have to explain now what does
the record
this,
show,
what,
I like it better.
What does this mean now? What does this mean? What do the Rosh and Tosos mean when they say that the reason why you say Shechianu again is because the Ikar mitzvah is by day. This seems to be like a little bit different than the previous two shitos. I mean, the Ritzvah and the Rambam, we understand. Is it one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? The Rosh and the Tosos seem to be saying, not because it's one or two, it's because it's Ikar. The Ikar mitzvah is by day. Maybe it's two mitzvahs. Maybe they both agree it's two mitzvahs. But the reason why you say it again is not just because it's two mitzvahs, it's because the Ikar is by day. Or maybe even though it's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah, but since the ikar part of the mitzvah is by day, you do it by day. What does that mean? So that's one question I'd like to try to address tomorrow. And the second question is, not so much of a question at this point, but a couple of other approaches within the Mefarshim as to distinguish between the Mikra Megillah at night, Mikra Megillah by day, as being two different types of kriya. And to that end, I have here the Turei Evan, which you hopefully have among your sheets.
Yeah, it was very
hard to take a look at that that piece tomorrow.
It's a little light.
Well, we now have new toner in the copier, so going forward, hopefully we won't have that problem. So we'll spend some time with this tomorrow, and maybe we'll take a little further, and I'll give you some other marmakomos. Maybe we'll discuss the other brachos tomorrow, Harav Es Rivenu and the other brachos.
Tomorrow's the first day of the rest of our lives.
Well, today's the first day.
No, we'll push off to tomorrow.
Oh, the toner. Right.